We can talk about it here in mixed company. But you had a pretty interesting story as to how the Snowbirds actually came to be here today. And I'll let you close with that.
We kind of invited ourselves to dinner.
That's essentially
what happened. What airshow or pilot fan doesn't want to come to Oshkosh? And unfortunately, our 33-year hiatus is likely because the Canadian air show season, July, is just dead in the middle of it. So we have to support our shows at home. And that makes it challenging. Plus, the air show box here is, for us, is larger than what Oshkosh typically puts in. So my predecessor, Snowbird 10, Captain Greg Mendez, Coco, and Sticky, they really wanted to make Oshkosh happen. So they started planting some seeds. They started talking to Rick Larson, who is on the senior leadership team here at EAA. And they started saying, how do we make this happen? And I knew that as the new guy who got on squadron. And last winter, I got sent out to Trenton, which is near Toronto, Ontario, to pick up a jet who had just come out of periodic and bring it back to Moose Jaw. I'm just doing the work because I'm the new guy. And the day I got up to fly home, the weather up through our normal route of Sault Ste. Marie, Thunder Bay, Winnipeg, Moose Jaw was just horrible winter weather. So I drew my finger along the map and I found Oshkosh. I said, hey, I should go to Oshkosh. So I took off, I got some gas in Ypsilanti. I was coming into Oshkosh and I said, okay, this is gonna be crazy. I gotta get myself ready. It's the busiest airport in the world. And I landed and there is like me and the tower guy were the only people here. And anyway, I grabbed a car from the FBO. I drove over to the beautiful EAA headquarters. I walked in. I said, hi, I'm Naughty from the Snowbirds. Can I talk to Rick Larson, please? And they just looked at me, and there was a fury of activity. Long story short, I ended up in a room with Rick and with Sean Elliott as well, who's also on the senior leadership team. And we talked about the challenges of making the Snowbirds at Oshkosh happen. So we left that meeting. I went home. Sticky is the senior coordinator. Massaged the schedule. Rick and Sean attacked the box problem. And here we are. And we are in Oshkosh. And it's because we kind of invite ourselves to dinner.
I love it. When I first heard that story, I thought, yeah, that's the way to get here. It's just just kick the front door in. We'll welcome you in. And it, like I said, when we started, just like, you know, what took you so long? So you should have made that trip years ago. We could have been here a couple of years ago. But I understand you have a little presentation for the guys.
We definitely do. Can Rick and Sean come up?
Rick Larson and Sean Elliott from EIA's senior leadership team. Let's give them a big round of applause.
So guys, again, it has been 33 years since the Snowbirds have been here. Naughty just explained how it happened. Again, the EAA and the volunteers and a lot of work comes into putting Oshkosh together. A lot of dreams have come true, including me. I've always wanted to come here. Here I am with the Snowbirds, getting to represent Canada and the men and women of the Canadian Armed Forces in the Mecca of Aviation with crowds that obviously people come here with their families and who enjoy air shows, but I mean there's a certain amount of aviation knowledge of the people in the crowd are kind of watching with a critical eye, and but the bottom line is everybody at Oshkosh are aviation enthusiasts, pilots and aviation enthusiasts of all kind can speak the same language regardless of what kind of airplanes they fly. But I do want to say you guys are largely responsible for the Snowbirds being here in 2016. We'd like to present you, EAA Air Venture, with our 2016 lithograph. It's the Concorde formation. Again, this was taken through our tank cam, which is the video that you guys saw this evening. And if guys, if you wouldn't mind hanging this up in your office as you see fit and share this with your team, we would greatly appreciate it.
Well, certainly, as far as Sean and I are concerned, and I think I can speak for almost 200,000 EA members, we're honored to have this team here in Oshkosh this year. there is another half of the story that Naughty didn't really tell. So when he happened to show up in Oshkosh, we had some preliminary conversations, mostly via email, about, boy, we'd really like to come to Oshkosh. So, you know, what was alluded to earlier, we have to go expand the aerobatic box. And that means dealing with 13 businesses on the other side of the airport. And in 2014, with the Thunderbirds, it was also 20-some residents. So that particular day, we thought, you know what, we got to do some advanced work. So we were over at Oshkosh Truck, or we were at Arrowhead or Oshkosh Truck, I can't remember. And we were actually in a meeting talking to them about the possibility of having a jet team this year in Oshkosh, in particular the Snowbirds. And so we're in this meeting, and my phone vibrates, and I've got this message, which, here, let me, you can continue.
It really was one of those situations that, we scrambled. When Naughty sent us that initial email, and you guys had the cancellation that said, hey, we can make this work in the schedule, we scrambled. Rick and I went, we remember the Thunderbirds year, and we said, this is going to take a lot of work. We got to make it happen. So we started right away meeting with all the businesses. You know, a company like Oshkosh Truck, that's a three-shift-a-day company with a whole lot of employees and a whole lot of logistics that needs to be moved around. So it's a big deal. And we had to really get started right away. And we're over there just full go, 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 and we get this text. Read it, Rick.
Yeah, so we're sitting here. And, you know, some of the folks in the office knew we had gone over to talk about the Snowbirds. So all of a sudden, this thing shows up and it says, there's a member of the Canadian Snowbirds that dropped in to see you. He is currently walking in the museum, but has limited time before he flies out. And I looked at it, and I'm going, well, who in the heck is pulling our leg? You know, we just came over here to have the first conversation about this, and this shows up. So we go flying back over to the other side, and there's nobody in the lobby. So now we're walking through the museum looking for a snowbird.
What does a snowbird look like?
And we did hook up. We had a great meeting, and we actually went to dinner that night. I think you had a little bit of a mechanical.
I did.
Yeah. Which was great, because it allowed us to go have dinner, and it just it went from there. But really, we are just honored to have you here. And for any of you that have seen the Snowbirds fly in person, you know what you're to expect over the next 3 days. They put on just an absolutely fabulous show. So, and we've got 3 days of great weather coming at us. So it's going to be fabulous. Thank you.
All right, well, that will wrap up this portion of the program. You've seen them now. Now you've seen their faces, all their smiling faces. Red and blue shirts, they're going to be ready tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday. They're going to fly for us. I'm looking forward to it. I know you are as well. Let's give them a warm and rousing Oshkosh welcome. The Canadian Snowbirds. Thank you.